Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
So I'm going back to what I started the hour out with, was reducing our food waste, because I don't want to harp on it, but I do want to talk about it just a little bit more because I didn't get to all the tips that I'd like to get to. So another thing that you can do is pickle and can, and those kinds of processes, people think it's a big pain in the ass, but it's really not. And you can preserve these things. So especially at the time when if you're someone who grows vegetables and fruits and you get that bumper crop, nobody ever seems to know what to do with all that rosemary or all that basil, or you've got the cherries on your trees coming up this spring. You've got so many radishes in the garden. What do you do with them all? So there are ways to preserve these things, to can and pickle, and generally it involves vinegar and a lot of salt. You can use the canning method or you can use the freezing method, and these things generally are good in the freezer for about 6 months. So if you put stuff in a nice, clean, sterile jar and put it in the freezer with lots of vinegar and salt, you can preserve stuff. You don't have to necessarily do the whole canning and boiling process. You know, another way to reduce food waste, and I see this all the time, is to store food properly in your refrigerator. If you're somebody that buys, I don't know, lettuce, and you just stick it in a lettuce drawer and you get bummed because it's wilted like 10 seconds later. Or celery, that happens to celery, and you don't know what to do about that Tupperware, and specifically glass Tupperware, but the big plastic Tupperwares, line them with a paper towel, clean and wash your lettuce, put it in that Tupperware sealed nice and tight, and I'm telling you what, it will last you for a good week without getting brown on the ends, without getting yellow on the edges of the leaves. It will last for a long time, and people don't realize that, and they bring, oh, I brought this because it was getting bad in my fridge, and it's just in the bag they bought it in. You know, that you get at the produce department, and they keep their lettuce in that bag. And I'm telling you what, it goes bad very, very quickly that way. So wash your lettuce, clean it. You do not wash some other things before you use them. Tomatoes will last longer in your refrigerator if you do not wash them until you're ready to use them. Blueberries and raspberries, the same. But so that's another really great way, is to wash things like lettuce. Put them in good Tupperware. Use good glass Tupperware. Store your leftover meatloaf and pastas in glass Tupperware, and then they'll be great for days to come, or freeze them. That's certainly something that's really great tip. This is Melanie Cole, and I'm going to do more of these because I love this idea. Stay well.